and of course Rishis or Agustin Shlita, I don't know this right now, but it brings back good memories that back in the time that I was in Kol and Skokie, I used to come in and before there was this building, give a Motzei Shabbos here in the shul, every Motzei Shabbos for the Parsha. So it brings back very nice memories. And on that note, a very special shout out for Rabbi Sussman in the 12th grade shiur this year, which is very special to have him with us today on the Skokie, as well as everybody else. So, Rishus, Harvonu. We're still within the 7 days of Tashlumin from Shavuos. So I thought we'd speak about the Nekuda of Geiris that has to do with Har Sinai. It's working. In this coming week's parsha, Malosa, it says, "Vayishma Moshe Asa'an Bochel L'Mishpachosav Ish L'Pesach Ohalo." Moshe heard that everybody's crying on the Mishpachos. Rashi says, "Mishpachos, Mishpachos, Nesafi L'Bochim." Families are getting together and crying. The Farsen Tarumasan V'Golui. To be Mefarsen, their Tarumas. What was their Tarumas? Rabbi Seinu Amru L'Mishpachosav Al Iske Mishpachos Al Arayas and Nesaros Lehem. That now that there's Matan Torah, now that there are a lot of Arayas that they were married to before, that might have been Mukter before, and now they become Usar because of Matan Torah. That's why they're crying. Now, the obvious question on this is, what are they crying about? That the Gemara says in Krisus, Daf Tes, Rabbi Omer, Kachem Kaba Seichem, Ma Abay Seichem, La Nichmasu La Bris, Ela Bamila, Vitfila, Bhartzas Dan. Abba Seichem is referring to Kabbalah Sator Bahar Sinai, Klai Yisrael Bahar Sinai, we're all Megayer. Technically speaking, nobody's really Jewish yet, quote unquote, until Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, Klai Yisrael had to do Mila, those who had not been Mal yet, Mila and Tfila, there was a Tfila there, they were all Tobel in the nace that they had a boar there, and Hartzas Dan, that they brought a Korban Geiris there as well. So we learned from Har Sinai that Ma'avo Seichem, Amila, Betfila, Hartzas Dan, Av Hain, Lo Yikansu, the Bris, El Amila, Betfila, Hartzas Dan. So Klai Yisrael also, the Kol Adaris, we also go into Geiris, we learn our Hilchos Geiris from Har Sinai. Just today we learn Hartzas Dan. So the Rashba says, because it says L'Doros Seichem, to tell us even Doros who don't have a basic mikdash is still shy to have a Geiris without a Korban. But Mila V'Tila we need to have, we're doing this in Har Sinai. So we see that Klai Yisrael Megayer at Har Sinai. And the Gemara says in a number of places in Shas that Katan, Gerit Shemiz Gairah, Katan Shanola Dummy. A Gerit, this Gairah, is considered like a newborn child, and there's no Isser Arias to them. So there might be some Isser Mdurabanan, we say that they shouldn't say we banu ni Kedusha Chamur, the Kedusha Kala. So there are certain things that are being run. We did right on a derisical level before there was Tekanus Rabbanan, so there's no Isser Arias for a Gerit. They're Katan Shanola Dummy. So what are they crying about? Which Arias could there be usher in now in this parsha? What are they crying about? The Meshul Chacham asks this question. He's perplexed by this question. Tried to say a certain teretz, but he goes that it's really a question. He holds that by Har Sinai there really were Katan Shanola Dummy, and therefore he really has a question. The Meshul Chacham. So what do we do with this? How do we understand this parsha? I feel like I'm not. It's well known, there's a Maral, Rami Prag in Gurari, says a very famous vort about this. He's not addressing this question per se, but he's addressing Har Sinai in general and says that there's no concept of Ger Shenizgar Kutin Shanola Dummy by Geris of Har Sinai. Says this is a klal. Because I'll say this throughout Shas, by every Ger this is Geir, but by Har Sinai, we don't say Kutin Shanola Dummy. So, why is that so? Says the Maharal, only if you're makabel geris mirutzen, you didn't have to do it, then we say katan shanol adani. It's considered like you're a newborn person. But if you're megar because of the hechreach, because you're forced into it, you would not be katan shanol adani. And since Klai Yisrael, bamdu am tachasahar, lamet shekafalim harkigigis, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that they held a, like Har Sinai over like a barrel and said, im tekabal Torah mutav ilav sham tekraskan, that you'll be destroyed without it, since they were forced into it, Kaviyochol, the Gemara says, Modar Rabbi Laraisa, it's a Taina, were forced into it. Since there was Balkor of Hechreach, so by that you don't say, Kukut and Shanol Adami. That's the morale. Which, with the morale, the question from this parsha falls off, but what does the morale mean? What's it, why should the din of Kut and Shanol Adami be totally in whether it's a Hechreach or a Baratzen? If you're a Ger, you're a Ger, whether you're forced into it or not. If the Ger is his Tal, then it should be Kut and Shanol Adami. If not, it's not. So what's the difference? What's the pshat? So, there's a lot of discussion about this morale. The Shev Shmaitza and Hagdama brings this down and discusses it, and many other discuss this. I think that the most pashut pshat in the morale is the Klechemda. Klechemda says in Parshas Yigash, to explain this morale, he doesn't mean the etzem hechreach. It's not that the hechreach itself, the fact they were forced into itself, the force is what takes away Kukun Shanol Adami. But it's the reason why they were mukach to do it, that's what takes it off. Meaning that why were they forced to be Mekabel Torah as opposed to any other ger? Any other ger can decide, I'm going to become a ger or not going to become a ger. There's nothing on him, there's nothing forcing him to become, there's nothing inside his background that forces him to become a ger. But Klai Yisrael, by virtue of the fact that they were Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so they're Mahus, was this supposed to be mashlim in the Bria? It's already, the Gemara says that Vayera Vayvokar Yom HaShishi, it's already there was a Shishi of Bishas Bria, Bishas Sheshri Bria, Bresius, that in Yisrael, Mekabim Satorah Mutav, Imlav Ani Machzirah Shem Latoyah Vavoyu. So the whole Bria was here. We have Sharkata, the Gemara says. There was all the Pacha until the final Yom HaShishi, Shishi Vesivan, while the Kali says, when Mekabim Torah, it was already a Chelik of the Bria, as Bria, Rabbi Yitzchak and Yaakov, that's what the tachlis of Klai Yisrael is, the Shlot Mekabel the Torah, and by virtue of the fact that they are Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, so that means that since they're in this because of who they are, then they're not Kukat and Shanol Adami, on the contrary, they're continuing their legacy that they're supposed to be as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. You can't say on that they're Kukat and Shanol Adami. A regular ger that leaves his family, leaves his aunt, he leaves everything, and goes into this, so then by him you can say he left where he was and cut and shanol adami. But by somebody that the whole geiris is because of who they are, because they're Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, so on that you wouldn't say cut and shanol adami. That's Klei Chemda says. I try to explain the Chemda a little bit further with something that I heard from my Rebbe Rosh Shapira Zatzal, that Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, he was perplexed for many, many, many years. What is the makar for this din of Gershon Eskar Kut Shanol Adami? The Gemara says it in many places in Shas and never brings a makar for it. It just states it as a fact.
What's the translation of that?
That a Gershon Eskar, a Ger that converts, is considered like a newborn baby, like a Kut Shanol Adami. So the Gemara says this in many places, but it never brings a source for it. So what is the source? So many, many Achronim try to bring a source for this. And Chassam Sofer speaks about it, and the Meshvachman and many others try to bring sources, but it remains a little bit unclear what really is the source. Ramesh Shapira said he thinks the most pashut source is... The Rambam says in Hilchos Bikurim, there's Machlokas in the Gemara, Mishnah, the Gemara, whether a ger, if he brings Bikurim, if he just brings the Bikurim, he's a farmer, he brings Bikurim, does he just bring it, or does he also read the Parsha? Is he maybe a Bikurim or not? And the question is, around the question, that part of the Kriya is that you gave this land Lavoy Seinu. So can a ger say Lavoy Seinu or not? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Bikurim, "Avol a ger may be b'kari." The Rambam paskins may be b'kari. V'yishenemar la'avram av hamon goyim nesachicha. Avram was told, I'm making you the father of Hamon Goyim, of all the Goyim. Hare Hu'av, Kol Olam Kuloi, Shnichnasim Tachas Kanfi Yeshchina. To see that Avram Avinu is the Av to all those that are Nichnas under Hashem's wing, Tachas Kanfi Yeshchina. L'Avram Haisa Hashvua Tchila Shiyarshu Banav Es Aretz. And the Shvua is to Avram, his Banim will be Yorish Aretz. So anybody that's Nichnas, Tachas Kanfi Yeshchina, is considered Banav Shal Avram Avinu, and therefore they can say L'Avoseinu. Because it's Avoseinu, Avram Avinu, his Av. That's why Halacha L'Maisa, we have to write in a ger, like in his ksuba, in his get, he writes not just Ben Avram, but Ben Avram Avinu. Avram is his father. Mamre is his father. So Rav Moshe said, Avos Mechal Dikol told us, words of the Baba Kama. If there's an Av, then there have to be children as well. So if a ger is considered a child of Avram Avinu, then that itself is telling us that he has a new father. A new father means he's a katan shenola dami. He had one father, and now he has a new father. So this is the marker for Chazal to say throughout Shas that Gershon is Geyer. He's considered like a new Bria. He has a new father. He's a totally new Bria. So since he is a new Bria, therefore, we understand that the Klei Chavda is saying that only somebody who is a new Bria, he has a new father. Avram Avinu wasn't his father until now, and now he became his father. Then he's now Katan Shenola Dami. But somebody that mitoch achreiach is mekabel Torah, mitoch achreiach, because why is it mekabel Torah? Because Klai Yisrael mekabel Torah because we're Bnei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov to begin with. So the fact that we're Megayer, that we finished off that Geirus, we already were Bnei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and now technically we have some Tanoim to finish off. Which this will play into the next part we're going to be talking about, actually, that the tanoim that you need, mila v'tfila, hartzaz damim, so that's not going to be make them like they're a katan shenola dami. I mean, on the contrary, they already were what they were. So that explains the moral, and that explains why the am and the zikparsha were bochim l'shpachaseim. They still were bochim. They only a katan shenola dami if he's considered a new bria. Do we say that all the Arias from before fall off? His mother's not really his mother, his sister's not his sister. All the Arias are not really the Arias of them anymore. So if only if he's a Katan Shenola Dami. If he's the same person, just we add to him in perspective of Geras, so then by then, the mother's still a mother, the sister's still a sister. If they were married to them before, they can't be married to them all now, and that's why they're Bochim and Mishpachaseim, because they still were related to them. Because the Isser Arias never fell off when they were Megayer at Har Sinai. That's something from the Parsha and something from Shuas. The main thing we're going to talk about today is the Korban Adas, the tremendous Korban that we see out in the world today. You have certain groups that claim to have an Orthodox outlook and claim that Gerush doesn't really need to be with Kabbalah's mitzvahs. In the words of one of them that I saw, wrote that Kabbalah's mitzvahs that's ma'akev for Geris, that is a Tanayan Geris, in his words, I'm quoting his words, are a Haredi plot. Quote, unquote. In quoting certain Achronim that said it, not that long ago, claiming that's the first time it ever appeared in our literature, and in the Rambam, in the Chazal, it's clear that Geris doesn't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Those are the words. So, one thing we did in our Sefer, in the Psicha, the Sefer, which is sort of almost a little Sefer on its own right, was to, we know that all the Gedolim have totally rejected these people and what they say and just completely blew them away, which maybe should be done. But I thought somebody needs to actually take their quote-unquote proofs and actually go through it one by one and see if there's anything to talk about. Kedarka Shel Torah and show the mistakes that they're making. So that's what we did in the Psicha of the Sefer. I just want to touch on a few points today to see, just to have it clarified, to know as clear as could be, as clear as day, that not only is Kabbalah's mitzvahs an important part of Geras, but that's the essence of Geras. Geras is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And everything else is secondary to that. We'll start with Gemara Yevamos Daf Mem Hayyamim Beis. Gemara says, Ahu davakarale bar amyasa. There was a person that they used to call him the son of an Aramea. Means he's a goy. He's called a goy. He's not. He acts like he's Jewish, but he's really not. Rashi says here, why did they call him that? Because they say his mother never was Tavelis Lageris. She never went to the mikveh. Amar Abasi, Mila Tavla Nidusa? Didn't she go to the mikveh for a nidus? If she went to Shem Nidus, then that's already considered Tefillah for Geris. And then the next case, Ahud Habakarle Bar Amyasa. There's a guy also, they used to say, he's the son of a Aramea. Amar Shuma Levi, Mila Tavla Lakarium? They said his father wasn't Jewish. Didn't his father go to the mikveh because it was a Balkari? In those days they would go as a Balkari. So didn't he go for that? So that would count. The Gemara's Mashma, that Mila Tavla Nedusa, that counts as Tefillah for Geiris. Rashi says, Mila Tavla Nedusa, V'osa Tefillah, Olala Tefillah's Geiris, D'dasi Hudasi. If she goes to the mikveh as because she's a Anita, then that tefillah is olala for tefillah's geirus, because it's considered dasi hudin. She went to it as halacha, to be the kind of halacha, and therefore that tefillah counts as tefillah's geirus. V'chem milo tavala kerio, if he went for it as a valkeri also, that he went as a halacha, as a yid, and therefore that tefillah should be olala at that point. So Tosfos asks the obvious question here, that the Gemara says afterwards, later on, the Braisa that Gerit Sarach Shlosha, the Mishpach Sivvei, a Gerit needs to have three Dayonim present at the time of the Maisa Geris. Because it says Mishpat. The question is which Pasuk of Mishpat is referring to. The Rishonim all bring different Pesukim, but it's, everyone agrees there's a Lashon of Mishpat that says by Geris. And Mishpat, like by Chlitza, also says Mishpat by Chlitza. Chlitza has to have a basin. It's also over here. The Maisa Geris needs a basin. It's a basin of Shlosha of three. So, if a woman goes to the mikveh as a nida, you don't have three dayanim standing there. There's no dayanim standing around the mikveh when women go to the mikveh at night. So, how do you have three there if she went? You're chaser mishpat. How is that possible? Thus says two teirutzim. The first one's going to be most important for us today. V'yashlomar. Hayde be'inan shlosha. That mishpat tells us you need three. Haynu l'chabalas ha-mitzvahs. That's only for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Mishpat is said by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Avolo l'tfilah. The tfilah doesn't say mishpat by tfilah. Alva gafta amina l'kaman, v'shnei tamini chamin omdi mi b'chutz. Haynel chatchilah. Adif tfei. It's better to have tamini chamin there, but it's a din l'chatchilah to have a beis din there also by the tfilah, but it's not the kuva, it's not the akev, because the exerce of kasev, the mishpat was said only by the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, not by the tfilah. So, if Tosfos is telling us that three dayonim is the kuva by tefillah, by the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and without that, she would not be a geiris, or he wouldn't be a ger, if you don't have three there, so then kosher can, if you don't have Kabbalah's mitzvahs at all, that there's no geiris. If there's a prat over here, it's a pashat, 1 + 1 = 2, right? If three is likuva, not having a basin of shlosha by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so how could one possibly say that not having Kabbalah's mitzvahs at all is not ma'akiv in the geris, as long as you have tefillah, etc. Tos says another pshat, yesh meforshim dekeved yedua lakol shetavla kila umdim shamdami. Really, you need three not only by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, you need it also by the tefillah. Just the fact that everyone knows about it, since it's kuli al miyodim that she goes, she's being tavelis the nidusa. In those days, you had small towns, and everybody knew what's going on. Everybody knew what everybody was doing. You know, there was like a lot of ideas going on over there. Like, you know. So ever since everybody knows she's being tavelis, so as if you had three dayanim there as well, because all the dayanim know about it, that she's going to be tavelis as a nida. So Tosfos here is not being chozer what he said, you need three by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. On the contrary, he's adding that not only by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but even by the tefillah, talking you do need three, but it's as if you have the three. So according to the first Tiras of Tosfos, we're saying in a kimta that there already was a Kabbalah's mitzvahs by three, and the only thing the Gemara is talking about is the tefillah. So Now, I don't think he's been closer from that Akim, so he's still going with that, but he's saying that, as far as the tefillah is concerned, it's enough that people know that she's going. Rav Moshe, there's two of us from actually, you know, from our first, I don't think it's Iksad, I heard it from our first, that here from Rav Moshe, that because of the second Teretz, that this whole din of Vila Tavla Nidusa only applies to like a little small town. It wouldn't apply to Chicago or to a big city that people don't know what's going on there. Everybody else, it's not like a small little town. Everybody knows, oh, somebody's going to the mikvah. You know, the whole set, the one little street in the whole city, you know, everybody knows. And this, the whole concept might not apply to them, of Mila Tavla Nidusa. Okay, so, however, so, now the Rush over here also quotes Tosis, quotes his Teretz of Tosis. We see that the Rush holds like Tosis that in the first Teretz, that the ikuv of shlosha is going to only be by the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, not by the tefillah. The Rush adds a few words the Tosfos doesn't say, which has ramifications in other areas, that the Rush says that the shlosha is ma'akev only by the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Kabbalah's mitzvah is considered tchilas din. That's considered the beginning of the din. Whereas tefillah is considered sof din. It's considered the sof, the end of the din. And therefore, the shlosh is not ma'akev. There's enough kamina in the Rush, if you use that terminology, is that tefillah then would be kasher balayla. Because only tchilas din, we say that a basin can't don the yom, balayla only be yom, so that's only tchilas din. If basin starts at din be yom, they'll have to be gomer balayla. So there's a question of posting whether you can, if the tefillah would be, if shas tchak could do a balayla, so according to that lush on the Rush, it would work. So that, I'm not going to go into that halacha, but that's just a nafkamina in the words of the Rush. So that's what you see clearly from Tosfos on the Rush, however, you see a clear point that if the shlosha is likuva, all the more so having Kabbalah's mitzvahs for sure is likuva. That for sure, without that, you don't have a geiris at all. The Tosfos Yeshonin. So it's a little bit of a different teretz, but it strengthens this point. Tosa Shannon answers Tosa's question by saying, "Tzarach lomar dehachi mayri kishekibla kvar hamitzvahs who diyuha mitzvahs kalos of hamurus." That we're talking about a tefillah over here that she did without shlosha, perhaps because she already was with kabbal mitzvahs and who diyuha. They also informed her mitzvahs. Mixas mixas kalas of hamoras. The Gemara says later on that a chelik of the seder of the geris is yet to be inform them some mitzvahs kalas of hamoras. Not you don't have to tell them entire shulchan aruch, the kol Torah kula. A few of the we'll call stringent mitzvahs, a few of the more mitzvahs kalas to have an idea what they're being mekabel. That's like a tanai to understand mekabel mitzvahs. You have to know what you're talking about. You have to know what mitzvahs are. So perhaps the makor for that din. I have a possible mukvah that is the Klai Yisrael were taught mixus mitzvahs b'mara before they got to Kabbalah Satorah. Before they said Nasa v'nishma and Har Sinai, when they makabal everything, you know, even though that the shvach of Klai Yisrael, they had no idea what to be makabal, and even so, it's considered like makabal kol Torah kula. So, but they still had to have an idea what they're talking about. So there's two ways to understand mara. That's one possibility is that the reason that they were medea then. Shabbos did in a few things at Mara in order that they should know when they said Nasa Nishma, at least what are they talking about? Even though they don't have the full picture of it, it's still Nasa Nishma, but at least they had to have an idea. So we say also, Mitzvah Mitzvah Chamur, you have to be Mediyah to a Ger before the Makabal, because they also have to say Nasa Nishma. They have to Makabal themselves called Torah Kula. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says that, Dachi Mayrik, Kishar Kibla Kfar Mitzvah, Vodiyo Mitzvah Kalsa Chamuros, because it's not with that, it wouldn't help to do a tefillas nidus, even if you consider that a tefillas geris, it wouldn't help if there wasn't a kabbalah kodemus. So Tosfos Yeshanim all as well, you see this is so that we're saying in Tosfos that clearly the whole thing doesn't work if there's not a kabbalah mitzvah before al yedei shlosha, and all the more so kal vachomer if there's no kabbalah mitzvah at all, that it wouldn't help. You see this as well from other Shonim, the Ramban. The Ramban comes in Chedushin comes to explain a difficult riff. The riff says a lashon the dati shlosha because it says mishpat by it. That's a din lechatchila. not a din b'dieved. And the tzachila, in order to allow him to marry a bas Yisrael. I mean, if you don't have shlosha, then you don't allow him to marry a bas Yisrael. He's a ger, but he can't marry a bas Yisrael until he has kabbalah and he does everything b'shlosha. Until he does not kabbalah, until you do the tefila b'shlosha. Talking about the Rish, talking about the tefila. So the Ramban asks the kasha on the Rif that he brings from the Warren Kedusha. We're not going to go into the Rai exactly right now. There's Warren Kedusha, Sam Peis, that clearly says that shlosha is li'kuva. If you don't have it, it's not just a din chatzila, it's a din b'yeved as well. So the Ramban wants to say in the Rif that the chiddush of the Rif is if they already were medea to the ger b'fnei shlosha, kabbalas mitzvahs, and he was makabal mitzvahs b'fnei, and he was makabal b'fnei shlosha to be mal the taval. He's makabal to do that before the beis din. So then, even afterwards, if he's mal the taval shlo b'fnei beis din, the Rif holds that b'yeved it works. He's still he's considered a ger, but not a full ger. In order that he can be married a bas Yisrael. So how we understand that quasi-geris is a whole subject on its own right to understand. But one thing that's clear from the Ramban is that the Rif never thought to say that there's even any type of geris, even b'dieved, as far as the meal of the tefillah is concerned, if there wasn't first a kabbalas mitzvah b'fnei shlosha. Because he's saying clearly that the ikur of the geris is a kabbalas mitzvah. If you had the ikur geris, you had shlosha for that, then there's a possibility that the rest of it might be chal shlo b'fnei shlosha. But clearly the kabbalas mitzvah itself is the ikuva, because that's the ikur of the geris. And the Rashba and the Ritva all quote this same teretz on the Rif as well. So you have the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva. They're all saying, even the one mandam who might be saying something about maybe b'dieved is a geris, they're saying that he's only talking about the meal of the tefillah. It was makabel b'fnei shlosha, the front of the basin, to do the meal of the tefillah, the shein geris. And somehow the Rif is holding that b'dieved, you stretch the power of the basin from the time of the kabbalas mitzvahs to the rest of the meisim afterwards, as long as you had it in the ikri shoresh and the yisod of the geris, I do the kabbalas mitzvahs. But clearly, very clearly, the Ramban, Rashba, and Rif are always saying in the Rif that without kabbalas mitzvahs, with shlosha, you don't have geris at all. In Kal v'chomer without kabbalas mitzvahs, period. How we could possibly understand the difference between the mila and tefila as part of the kabbalas mitzvahs would be this. We're not going to go into this now. It's a whole arichas on its own right. But there are a number of rias to say this on the Ritva and other shonim that the pshat in mila b'tefila is not really that those are the actual ma'isa geris. The actual ma'isa geris is really kabbalas mitzvahs. That's what they're saying. It's just that in order to be machshir the gavra, to make him roy the kabbal mitzvahs, that the mitzvah, that the neshama should be chal, the yiddish neshama should be chal for the kabbalas mitzvahs, so he has to be, you know, the gavra has to be machshir, it's like a hechshir mitzvah, he has to be machshir himself. He has to take away the orla, and he has to go into the mikveh, take away his tumas akum, and through that, then the mitzvahs that is makabal, the geris, the etzim geris is makabal, could be chal. And those meisim work when it's done the shein geris, when it's done with kabbalas mitzvahs. And that's why perhaps those things are not lekuba. That's a tosas suffix, whether or not it's lekuba or not. That's two, according to the second lashon tosas, that also needs shlosha. The first lashon holds, taka, it doesn't need shlosha. As long as the ikar geris, which is kabbalas mitzvahs, has shlosha, then the machshirim, the heksha mitzvah, which is like will be the tefillah, that'll be a heksha mitzvah, that tosas perhaps holds it doesn't need. But the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. In Reish Lamech Chesed Gimel, Nechos Geres, let us see the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Kol inyani hager, anything that has to do with a ger, bein lo idio ha-mitzvahs, the kabbalim, whether the hodas ha-mitzvahs, bein ha-mila, bein tefila, Tzarech shiyu b'shlosha haksherim ladun, ubayon. You need to have three dayan that are kasher ladun and bayon. Mi yudavka l'chatchila. Aber v'diyevet, im lo mal o tava ala b'fnei shtayin, v'diyevet, if you did mila or tfila before two, ubalayla, afila lo tava l'shem geris, ala ish shatava l'keriyoy, ish shatava l'nus, is passing in this gemara, men hey, that if you were tova l'shem nidus, or l'shem keri, Have a ger, umutra b'yisraelis, And then you should be mutter be Israelis. Chutz mikavalas amitzvah shema kebes b'ira b'yom u'b'shloshav. Besides, kabbalas mitzvahs, that l'kuli amal, kabbalas mitzvahs has to be b'yom u'b'shloshav, and without that, you don't have kabbalas mitzvahs at all. Well, l'rifa Rambam, afil b'dievet shetava umal b'fnei shnayim o'balayla ma'akev v'asur b'Yisraelis. According to the Rifa and the Rambam, if you don't have three for everything, then you're not allowed to marry a Jewish woman, an Israelis. So, without going into the other Maisim, but as far as our main point right now to discuss is the Kabbalah Smitzes, that the Shulchan Aruch says that there is no opinion, there is no Shita that holds that Kabbalah Smitzes is kosher without Shlosha. And it's if you don't have Shlosha, it's Ma'akim, the Geris, not a Geris at all. And we're just doing the simple math that Kavachomer, Ben Benosho Kavachomer, if you don't have Kabbalah Smitzes at all, if you're lacking Kabbalah Smitzes, then certainly you don't have any Geris. Which makes it all that more of a Pella that those who want to claim that it's a newly manufactured idea that you need to have Kabbalah Smitzes for Geris. Now, what remains to be discussed is the Shitas Rambam. Because the claim of these factions is that the Rambam, they're going with the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you don't need to have Kabbalah Mitzvahs. And basically it's really based on not just the Rambam, but it's based on the Gemara in Krisus, we mentioned before, that the Shlosha Dvarim Nichnasu Abaseinu the Bris, the three things that went into the Bris, with Mila, B'Tfila, V'Artzaz Damim, with Bris Mila, with Tfila, and then with the Korban, which today we don't have a Korban. It doesn't mention over there in that Gemara Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. That's not mentioned in that Gemara. In the Rambam as well, Rambam Pirkei Gimel of Isur Bia, the Shlosha Dvarim Nichnasu Yisrael the Bris, the Mila, B'Tfila, V'Korban. These three things, shot at the Har Sinai, they had Mila, Rama brings Mila, Haisa B'Mitzrayim, brings Psukim, Tfila Haisa B'Midbar, Koda Mountain Torah, Shenemar, V'Kidashtim, Hayom HaMachar, V'Chibsu Sim Loisam. So that Kibus Simla, that's referring to Tfila, before the Geirus. But Korban, Shenemar V'Yishlach HaSnari, B'Nei Yisrael, V'Yala Oilois, Ayudei Kol Yisrael, V'Hikribam. So it doesn't mention over there, in this list, doesn't mention Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So what do we do with that? Is the Rambam Cholik on all this? Is the Rambam Hol Taki, you don't need Kabbalah Samitzvahs? So, but I think it's such a basic toast. If you look at the next halacha on the Rambam, now the Rambam explains what he really means. The Chenda Doris. So not only but there b'shas Kabbalah Satorah Bar Sinai, v'chen l'doros, k'shi yirtze ha'goy l'hikanes l'bris l'istofef tachas kanfi yashchina v'kaba olav ol Torah. When Ger wants to do all of that, which there the Rambam has explained to us, what's the mahus of Geris? What is the Geris? K'shi yirtze ha'goy l'hikanes l'bris to be nichnas, to be a bal bris. Well, this stuff is tachas kanfi yashchina. The kabbal olav ol Torah. So, if you want to do that, if you want that to be chal, tzarach mila v'tfila v'atzaros korban. Then you have these tanoim that for your kabbalah to be chal, then you need to have these three things. So, what the Rambam is telling us is that the mahus of geres is the kabbalah's mitzvahs. Is the stuff of tachas kanfi yashchina the kabbal ol Torah. And then, in order for it to work, then you need these tenoyim. I think you see this clearly from Rambam and other places. We have to look and see how the Rambam talks about Geris when he's not talking about Geris, when he's not talking about the specifics of Geris, and see how he tightens up, how he's magdir, how he explains to us what the mahus of Geris is. And these people seem to have not seeing these Rambams. The Rambam in Perek Beis in Yisurim Bia, when he's talking about all the Yisurim all the Asuri Arias of Isuri of Miriam Goyim, the ones not allowed to Miriam Goyim. So the Rambam and Perikid Beis Halacha Yad Zayin wants to tell that there is a way to do it. There is a possible way to marry these goyim that are usher. And what would that be? Kol goyim kulam kishi is gairu v'kablu aleihem kol hamitzvay shel Torah va'avodim kishi shtachru harian ki Yisrael l'chol davar shenemar v'kal chukah achas v'chem v'lager hagar. So here the Rambam is not going into specifics of Geras. That's not the point. He's not talking about Hilchos Geras over here. It's prior to Hilchos Geras. He's just talking about the Isser of marrying Goyim. And it says that, however, if they're Megayer, then they're Yidden. Then you're allowed to marry them. But the way the Rambam explains what does it mean to be Megayer, he says, Keshiz Gairu v'yikablu aleihem kol hamitzvah shel Torah. Not just Yikabal Mitzvah Torah, Yikabal Kol Mitzvah Torah, which is the word Kol comes from a Gemara in Bacharis that says that Kabbalas Chaveris and Kabbalas Geiris that the Rambam learns is Kol Torah Kula, and if it's Chutz Midaber Echad, if it's besides one thing, then the Geiris is not Chal. That's why the Rambam says over here clearly Kol Mitzvah Torah. So not only is Kabbalah's mitzvah ma'akev, but Kabbalah's kol mitzvah ma'akev. As clear as day in this Rambam, when it's not talking about Hilchos Geiris. Just, that's how he describes what Geiris is, and another place as well. In Hilchos Malachim, the Pirkei Avot, the Rambam is talking about a goy that's trying to be Shomer Shabbos. So we know the severe words of the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Goish Asak the Torah. Let's skip that. See this whole Rambam. Goyish asak Torah chayav nisa. The yasuk al v'shev mitzvah shalem b'vad. So a goy can't be asak b'Torah. V'chen goyish shavas afilu b'yom b'yomos achol im asa oisa v'atzmo k'mo shavas chayav nisa. If a goy makes up his own shavas, is truly shavas on that day, that's his chayav nisa. V'en sarach lomar im asa moed l'atzmoi. Klolos odavar, says Rambam Klal. Here's an overall principle. E menichan oison l'chadesh das v'lasos mitzvos l'atzma midaiton. They can't make up their own mitzvahs. El the oy yagir tzedek v'yikabel kol ha-mitzvos o yamoy b'taraso v'lo yosif v'lo yigareya. So, two choices. Either become a ger, v'yikabel atzma kol ha-mitzvos, or stay a goy and don't try to take on the mitzvahs. Here again, when Rambam is not in Osek and Hilchos Geiris, he's just referring Agav Orche to what it means to be a Geir. So every time the Rambam refers to Geiris, he refers to it as Kabbalah's Kol HaMitzvahs. So here we see again how clear it is that the Rambam agrees that to Kabbalah's Kol HaMitzvahs. If so, then what remains is what they try to bring a raya from the Rambam. In Isuri Bia, Halacha Yad Zayin, Ger Shulav Bat Kuachrav, O Shulav Adiyu HaMitzvahs, the Onshan. A ger that was, they weren't Buddhic after him to see if he's really the same Shemayim, or they weren't Adiyu him the mitzvahs, they didn't let him know about mitzvahs Kalsa Hamros. Umal Vatava Lefnei Shlosha Ad Yotais. And he did Amila, and it was told before three Hegyotas. They weren't Chachamim, because if they were, they would have been Bodik, and they would have asked, and they would have done Ka'alacha. They're simple Yidden, Hegyotas, big question of Lacha, what are Shlosha Hegyotas? What does that mean? What does it take to qualify as Hegyotas that are kosher for a basin? Not going into that. Har is a ger. He's still a ger. Vafila nodosh b'shil davar, who was geyer. Even if you find out that he did it, not l'shem shemayim, it was b'shil davar. It was to get married. It was for some side reason. Ho mal the tavel yotze michlal a goyim choshen lo achis bayer tzikasai. Since he was mal the tavel, he was yotze michlal a goyim, and we have to be choshish for him until we clarify his tzidkus. Even if later on he went back in his Ovid Avodah Zarah, Haruka Yisrael Mishumid, he's considered a Yisrael that's a Mishumid. Shekedushav Kedushav, a mitzvah lahachzer avidasoi. It's still a mitzvah to machzer as a Veda and his Makadosh and Isha. We have to be choshish for the Kedushin. Miachar Shetobel Nasa Ki Yisrael. Since he was Tobel, he became a Yid. Lefikach Kimu Shimshon Veshlomo and Shosein. That's why Shimshon and Shlomo kept their wives, even though later on they went back to Avodah Zarah. Nigla Sodan, that they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So there are those that want to try to learn from this Rambam that we see that you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. As long as you do Mila V'Tfila, like the Gemara increases, like the Rambam mentions in the beginning, all you need is Mila V'Tfila, and then it's a ger. He's a ger. Even though we don't know why he did it. It's an obvious question. If that's true, then the Rambam is clearly sosa himself, meaning obey. He just said as clear as could be in Halacha Dalet, in Hilchos Melachim, and in Perek Yudbeis, that the Mahus of Geres is Kabbalah's Kol HaMitzvos. It's not going to be that there's a situation that you weren't with Kabbalah Kol HaMitzvos and it's a Geres. And also, what does the Rambam mean? The choshes lo achis barasei kasa. We're choshes for him until we clarify his tzidkus, his righteousness. What are we waiting for? What are we trying to clarify? What exactly is it we need to clarify? If we say that his kedushin is kedushin, and we say that his machzer and aveda to him, so then what are we waiting? What are we exactly trying to find out? What are we trying to clarify over here? So there's actually a lot of rated achronim to speak about this, and the question is not a new question, and what they're raising is not a new question. There actually is, nonetheless, than a Bach. The Bach does say in the tour that tries to prove for this Rambam that Kabbalah's mitzvahs, even though it needs to be Hatchila, but B'diavad is not Ma'akev. And the Chemda Shlomo blasts the Bach. How can you say such a thing? It's, can I get everything? Can I get all the Rishonim? Can I get the Sugyas? Can I get the other Divya Rambam? And the Bach is Mamash Marash Tanigra. To say such a thing. And all the Achronim are cholak, and that can't be shot in the Rambam. So many Achronim try to explain this Rambam. I think the most simple shot in the Rambam, to me, it's the only shot that I've yet seen that I understand, is that it's clear in the Rambam is not talking about somebody that was not Mekabel Mitzvahs. It's clear that they were Mekabel Mitzvahs. Of course, Shlomo Melech or Shimshon never married anybody that weren't Mekabel Mitzvahs. They were for sure Mekabel Kol Mitzvahs. At the time that they were Mekabel. There's no question about that. The Rambam is paraphrasing is a sugya in Chavdal and Yavamas that there's a Shaila in Acholos Tanoyim. If somebody is Megayer, L'shem Ishus, L'shem Dabar Acher, if it's Chal or not, in the sugya over there, the Rishonim say clearly that we're talking about someone who's Mekabel the mitzvahs, just that the impetus that they're doing it, what's forcing them into it, is that they want to get a side benefit out of it. Shulch Malachim or the Shem Isha, whatever. So the catalyst to do it might be the wrong catalyst, but the Kabbalah has to be a full Kabbalah. And however, the point is like this, that we find on one hand that the Gemara says that Kushin Gerim Yisrael Sapachas. We say that to do Kabbalah Gerim for Klai Yisrael sounds like it's a bad thing. It's like a tsaras. It's like almost like a cancer, you know, that have among us. Sounds like a terrible thing. On the other hand, it's a mitzvah gdolah to Mekabel Geres. And we say that there was a big onus that happened to certain times in our history that we weren't Mekabel Geres. That turned out to be a bad thing. It's considered such a positive, incredible thing. And we have so many milas and so many mitzvahs to be Mechabed Ager and so many isurim to be Avonah for Ager. So which one is it? The word says to be so if I'm test, Ra achar Ra, Mekabel Agerim. There's a klal after klal for those that are Mekabel Agerim. Rashi says over there, for Mekabel Gerim that are not really roy to be Mekabel. The Rambam clearly has two prokim on Hilchos Geiros. He has Pirik Yigimel and Pirik Yudalit. Pirik Yigimel is all of the B'dievet cases where it was not L'shem Shemayim. And he ends off that with Shimshon and Shlomo Melech and Nesheim and everything like that. Ends off with that. In Pirik Yudalit, he says, Ketzah Mekavon Geri Yetzedek. And then he has a whole parak on Geri Yetzedek. So we showed in the Sefer that the Nafkamina between a Ger She'ino Tzedek and a Ger Tzedek, they both have to be Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Without Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, then there's no Geris at all. That's the Mahus of Geris. That's clear from the Rambam. The Rambam here in Elstein Zion never said they weren't Kabbalah Mitzvahs. He just said, notice Bishul Dover who was Geris. He's referring, paraphrasing the Gemara in Kaphthalid, that he did it not with Shem Shemayim. But there was Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and he plans to be it. In those days, there was the Jewish streets. You can't be a Jew without mitzvahs. There was no such thing as being a Yid without mitzvahs. We try to sort of project our world onto their world. I think they're talking about Yidden like today, that you could have Yidden that, you know, 90-whatever% of Yidden, you know, the Tzareinu are not showing mitzvahs at all. So somebody could conceivably be a guy today and not be kind in mitzvahs and still totally accept it. That wasn't the case back then. So if they wanted to be Yidden, there's no question that in the house of Shlomo Melech and the house of Shimshon, they were sitting, they were, you know, Mishle, you know, Shirin, talking about B'shaitim with Tzedikim Gemurim. For sure, we're not Makabal anybody, but they were Goyim. Ella what? Perhaps there was something missing in the L'shem Shemayim. That's what the Tefillah was. That's where everything came apart. So it was noted B'shul Dover Hu Mizgayer. And so the Nafkamina between the two, if a Ger is a Ger Tzedek, and Pirik Yudalit, Ketzah Mekabel and Geri Tzedek, it is a mitzvah to Mekabel them. The Rambam only mentions Sapachas, they're like Tzaras and Pirik Yudgimel, when they're Mekabel Geri Shlomo L'shem Shemayim. They don't do it for the right reasons. Only then is it considered like Tzaras. Pirik Yudalit, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Tzaras. Because Geri Tzedek, who does it L'shem Shemayim, on the contrary, that's a mila for Klal Yisrael, that's a beautiful thing. So, the Nafkamina between the two is whether or not there's a mitzvah of Vahafta Mitzvah Geri. There's a chiddush I have in the Sefer, but I think it's very it's a very clear chiddush that if a ger is a ger tzedek and is mekabel l'shem shemayim, then on him there's a mitzvah v'hata mitzvah ger. Not only is a mitzvah after he's megayer, it's implicit in the mitzvah v'hata mitzvah ger. There's many rias to this to enable him to megayer when he's ready. That's nichlal the mitzvah v'hata mitzvah ger to enable the gerus to go on and to be properly done. Like the Gemara says that if he's makabel everything, makabel osa miyad, and the lashon of Gemara is teshuy mitzvah lamashinan. You don't push off a mitzvah when it's before you. Which mitzvah are we talking about? Teshuy mitzvah lamashinan. You can't be mashe the mitzvah. You can't push off the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? This is the mitzvah of after mitzvah ger. It's not only to once he's megayer, but to bring him into gerus properly. That's after mitzvah ger. That only applies to ketzah makabeling geri tzedek. Ger she'ino tzedek, on the contrary, you push him away, you keep pushing him away. If it's not L'shem Shemayim, you keep pushing him away until it comes to L'shem Shemayim. And that's what I think the Rama means, is that choshesh loy actually is baratzei kosov, until we see that if we have reason to be choshesh that it's not L'shem Shemayim, we have to wait and see if the taka is L'shem Shemayim. That's the only thing we're waiting for. Mitzad the esem geiros, he's a full geir already, because there's Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The only thing we don't know is there yet a mitzvah on him of hafta mitzvah geir? So we're choshesh loy. And we sit and wait. We give them the benefit of a doubt to see that if he's Megayer, is Megayel later on, that he's L'shem Shemayim, then also we have to be knowing with him in a way of Atam is a Ger, yes?
Just a question. These people that are accepting these people there, what is their swarm? What, I mean, just from a very simple sort of, it doesn't make sense if you would accept someone who's not a couple of mitzvahs. What could possibly be the reason why they would accept something?
Political.
There's a
huge problem in Eretz Israel.
Right.
Huge, huge problem of the vast majority of the Russian Olim weren't Jewish. They came in by, you know, they have the Chok HaShvut, so they come back because their great grandfather, you know, on you know, once removed was whatever was Jewish, or they managed to. Or they could, you know, for a certain price, you could also get it written on your passport, whatever. So a huge percentage of them come in. They're in the army, and they're gonna mix in. They speak perfect Hebrew. They become part of the society. So, like, they threw it onto the Rabbanut. We got to fix this. So there are those that have this impetus. I mean, one of the main people that wrote an entire sefer on this was is a Chavar Knesset that was pushing for this and pushing for a new law that forces the Rabbanut to begire all these people. Anybody who's in the, you know, part of the story is that what they say, I'm not making this up. You can't make this stuff up. They write that even if Kabbalah's mitzvahs was ma'akev back in the day, that's before there's a Medina. And now there's a Medina and there's an army. So now all there was mitzvahs back then. But now that there's an army, there's a Medina and everything like that, so you makabal that. And also, you know, like you like, you know, you do a little bit of Shabbos, you light Shabbos candles, whatever, you do something a little bit Jewishy, you know. So then together with being in the army and being part of the country and being a citizen, so then that's enough to be you're recovered to be part of Klal Yisrael. So first of all, it's such a fallacy in the Yisod of Klal Yisrael to think Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael without mitzvahs, what did we just say in Asa Mishra? How do we become Klal Yisrael just now in Shavuos? It's Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. We're mitzvahs. That's in the Hus of Klal Yisrael. To think there's such a thing as Klal Yisrael without, it undermines the whole Yisod of what Klal Yisrael is. That's the Maisa. And then take it to the next step. And once I have that fallacy, now I'll be Megayer people to that. And that's all you need. And say more than that, that's our plot. You know, that's our. There's not really time to go into, you know, in the sefer. There's a snapshot of going through all the rayas and the achronim that they base themselves upon. But just one nakuda that I want to maybe speak out. We're running out of time. Is first of all, just to quote many, many poskim, but just to quote Rav Moshe, that's all. This is the tshuva for Rav Moshe already still back in Luban. This is before even America. Yoredei Chelek Aleph Siman Kufim in Zion. It's a very short tshuva. I'm just going to read this for you. It's a mitzvah to hear these words. B'mashin is stopik. Quote Tarasa, in Ger Shol Kibol Olav Mitzvahs Nechshav Ger. Your subject that you have, if someone's not a Makabal Kol Mitzvahs, if they're considered a Ger. Pashiv Ubarer She'enu Ger Klal Ach B'dyevid. As clear as can be, he's not a Ger in Im B'dyevid. V'chen Hora Abba Mori, Hagon Zatzal, Halacha Lamaisa, Shebestroben, Be'uvda Kazu, She'enu Ger Klal Be'n Mekula Be'n Mechumra. There's not even the Chumra, in no way, shape, or form is he a Ger. So Kabbalah's mitzvahs v'ger ma'akev k'disa b'yardias in Rish HaMaches Siv Gimel. The Shohan I quoted before, that's ma'akev, and there's no question about it, there's no question in halacha about that. V'afim armor b'fiv sh'makabal mitzvahs, even if he says with his mouth, makabal mitzvahs, im onan sadi sh'enu makabal v'emes, if we can be like we're Aiden, we know that he's living with, whoever he's living with, and he has no intention really to be makabal mitzvahs, like 99.9, they say 99% of the people, the army Gairus that goes on, that none of them, I think 99% of them are ended up not being Makabal, doing any mitzvahs. If we're uninsided to that, ain't no clue, it's absolutely nothing. The Gair Shemahani, the Shem Ishus B'dyevet, that the Gair, the B'dyevet, the Gemara in Chavdala says, if it's the Shem Ishus, if it's the sake of marriage, Irish B'shvila Ishus Kibel Olav Mitzvah Demis. It's only because that was the catalyst to truly be Makabal Mitzvahs. Who bore a pashit, this is clear and obvious and simple. Because the Amar Abba Mori had gone Beferish of Shahara, this is my father said clearly when he paskin, B'chlal Eini Yodea Tam HaRabbanim HaToyim B'zeh, I don't even understand the reason for the Rabbanim that make a mistake in this. Da'af L'Didhu, even according to them, Ezit Akoponim Ezit To'elis Ham Nevim B'zeh L'Klai Yisrael. What good are they bringing to Klal Yisrael? Shemakabel gerim keila devaray lo michalei lekodesh baruch hu l'an Yisrael. She's arbu gerim keila b'Yisrael. It's for sure not good. They say not good news for the Jews. It's not good for Klal Yisrael, not for Kodesh Baruch Hu, to mix such people. They're not shomer mitzvahs into Klal Yisrael. L'dina l'halacha pashit she'ein zegir klal Ramosha Feinstein. And I want to add to that one point that my Rebbe. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal addresses, because one of the things that they say is that, listen, they say they want to, they say the Makabal Mitzvahs, whether it's true or not, okay, that's up to them, it's between them and Hashem, and it's not our problem. It's not the Beis Din's problem. It's up to between them and Hashem what they do. If they do mitzvahs, great. If they don't, maybe it's shogeg. It's, you know, it's for the shlush to be yidden, so it's better for them to be yidden than not be yidden. And we're free. It doesn't bother us. So I just want to quote Rishon Zalman. In the sugya of Lifnei Iver, not to put a stumbling block before the blind, Lifnei Iver lives to be neutral. I'm going to write down that I've told to Dayanan sitting in Beis Din. When it gets to a big portion of the gerus that's being done with to our pain in our times. Even if they want to say that if they say the words that they're gearing, then there's a principle of dvarm shavleit and dvarm. If they say one thing, even if your heart might say something different, then you go by what you say with your mouth. If you want to use that, and they want to say, kevin shavafiyan and makabam olayam, all mitzvahs, amis chashin and machshevis pigol shavalibam. As long as they say it with their mouth, we don't care with the non-kosher thoughts in their heart. Manasseh al korcho gear gomer. And therefore, since he said it, they become a gear. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, "Yikomokam osa sub ger mishur kabbalasim all mitzvahs krova lechashet kedvarim shibolibo v'leiv kol adam shibolibam balinam." If it's clear, it's very clear to anybody that sees what's going on that obviously they're saying one thing in their mouth and their heart is something else completely. Hinenu kima betuchim, we're almost sure she'enem choshim klal akayim mishmoras mitzvah Hashem. They have no das to fulfill the mitzvahs. Here's what you have to hear. Listen to these words. It seems to me, to my humble opinion, anyone who helps such a geirus, even though they're mistaken to think that they're a geirin, and I hold they're not, according to them, that they are geirin, hamagayrim osam over in balav shalifnei iver. Then those that are megayer them are over the lav of lifnei iver. He goes on to say because without being yidden, the machal shabbos fine, all the eating tray fine, they're being over isur raya's fine. But now that they are, he says there's no difference between bringing the wine to the nazir to bringing the nazir to the wine. So by creating yidden that are going to be doing averas, it's like you're bringing no difference between bringing a ham sandwich to a Jew to create a Jew that now it's a ham sandwich. Bringing the nazar to the yayin. So he says this, and also they might say, well, maybe we feel differently. Rav Kook Zatzal as well writes clearly that they're over lifnei iver in such a situation. So to say that you can do this and it's not our problem, says Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Kook, that it truly is our problem to do such a thing. So, Shaila is, what's the Eitzah? What do we do with all these people? We got a problem, but the fact that we have a problem doesn't change the halacha. That's part of the nitzkiyas of Torah of Har Sinai, that the fact that we have a problem is not going to change one iota the halacha. So we need the Gedolei HaDor, we need a Mashiach, and nothing less than that is going to really approach this problem. So maybe we'll just follow with a little more kavana that Mashiach should come, because even for this problem alone, this problem throughout Klal Yisrael, which we're trying to so hard to preserve the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, and it's so much being infiltrated by those that are improper that we need Mashiach to come in order to put an end to that, and Mashiach Yizochem Meher Avi Amenu.
Amen.